going on?
Oh, there.
What's going on?
You were like, thumbs up for audio, please.
Over. Yeah. Actually, sounds really good.
You sound as good
as I look.
Oh yeah, that camera's good. It took you a lot less time this week as well, which I like. Appreciate that.
What do you mean?
Well, normally it takes you 20 minutes to set it up, and I was concerned. I was like way too early because I was, you know, on time.
Well,
that's why I wasn't. That's why I was leaning over.
I fucked something up.
Yeah,
I'm drinking Jack Daniels tonight, and I forgot the ice. Can I go get the ice?
No. Yeah. Well, I'll just introduce the audience to my little beverage here. It's a Mountain Culture Status Quo Pale Ale. You might have heard of it. I just went with whatever was fresher from BWS, and so I got this and one other one. It's also independent, which I think will come up in conversation tonight.
There we go.
This little bad boy.
All right.
Oh, nice.
I'm ready. I'm on the Jack Daniels and Coke Zero, if you're listening.
Wow. There we go. We've got the Brewdog Schooner glass.
Brewdog Schooner. There we go. We're going old school.
Yeah.
As we head towards the end.
Yes. The podcast, not us, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll fucking see. Screenshot this shit.
Wait, I got to get the Brewdog in it. Hang on. Oh, I don't know. I need the Mountain Culture as well. Right.
Yeah.
Do both. Jesus. Here we go.
There we go. Oh, God, that could end badly.
That's right above my keyboard, too, that I just got replaced.
That could have gone pear-shaped. Woo. What's going on?
Okay. We're good. Settle back into being in the country and hanging around and not going anywhere?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm off in fucking 3 weeks, so.
Oh, fuck's sake.
It's my last trip of the year, though.
Okay.
Off to Japan for like 3 weeks, that sort of thing. So should be good. Next week is last week. Field trip next week. There we go. Speaking of nostalgic. Field trip next Monday.
Nice.
Going down to the Gold Coast, actually.
What's the date of that? That's the
9th. Monday the 9th.
9th. Should do a podcast on that, Arvo.
Fuck no.
What have you got planned?
So we're all getting the train down to Varsity Lakes, and we're going to do Burley Brewing, Precinct, Matic, and Hound and Stag, and then back to the train down to back to Brizzy.
Oh, nice! Shout out to Annalise, who just got nominated for Gold Coast Woman of the Year, or
was
something.
A woman,
I saw on
yeah,
the
woman
bulletin.
Business Person of the Year, or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something cool like that. She's awesome. I think that's well.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. She goes everywhere, and she's on the board of the IBA now and all that sort of thing. And
she's so nice. Just extremely
she's
nice.
Lovely. Yeah.
That'll be fun. Good. Well, Hound and Stag's are fucking... I was saying the other week I went in there. I was like, that's a hell of an event. And maybe not on a Monday. It's probably not going to be going off, but it's an impressive venue.
To be honest, I've called through there, but I've never had the chance to have a beer, you know, because I've always been driving and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So thank God Joss is driving next week.
Oh, nice.
And so it's good. 50 cent train down.
Is my camera blurry? My camera's blurry. I wonder if I can give this a little rub. Let's see what happens here. Just going to rub one out here.
Give it a rub. There we go.
Yeah, that's better. I feel like it's better, maybe. So okay. Who else is coming? Are you happy to talk about who's coming on this field trip, or is this a secret?
I can't talk about students, obviously, because it's the government. Okay. But it's me, Maddie Wolf, and Stu Ritchie, who are the teachers. We're going on this.
Nice.
And
Maddie Wolf's one of the 12. I know that much.
He is one of the 12, yeah. And so it should be good. And I think Brendan Fielding is going to personally take us on the tour of Burley Brewing next week,
which
I think is pretty amazing. He's been phenomenal, very supportive of the TAFE program, hiring lots of froth rookies, and it's been great. I think we're sort of going to breweries where we know there are currently froth rookies working and that sort of thing. I know there are others in other breweries down the Gold Coast, that sort of thing.
Right.
We just sort of just pick four because we're starting at 11, just don't have time to go all of them and that sort of thing. So
all independent and yet to go into liquidation or VA.
That's
based
right.
On the list you've provided. So I think that's
indeed
good. That's good.
So it should be good fun.
So We've got a pretty big list of stuff. I've got about 15 Hendo reacts for you
Yeah, I know.
tonight.
I saw that.
Yeah, there's probably a few questions, my guess is, even though there's not too many news items, but there's some couple of spicy ones.
Yes.
You've added to the start of the agenda the end of one podcast and the start of another. What's all this about?
Yeah. Well, can I give you the exclusive?
100%. Let's do it.
And can I give the 12 the exclusive?
Yeah, right now. We're
Yeah,
ready.
all right. So, I've started another podcast.
Ooh.
And
Wait, can I guess the name of it?
go on then.
The Rockstar Brewer Academy podcast.
Nah.
Can I guess again?
Yeah.
The Steve Hendo Henderson podcast.
Nah.
The Brew and the Bosser. The Boss and the Tosser.
No.
No. No, okay. I'm out of guesses. All right, what is it?
It's gonna be it's called Quality Focus Pro Brewers. And
Okay.
so basically, I mean, when we originally started this, you know, this podcast, you know, it was the middle of lockdown, and you like, you know, sent me a Facebook message and said, right, we're starting a podcast today. And I think originally we were kind of going, oh, it could be about brewing and brewing technical topics and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And oh, your lens is still dirty.
I just aren't comfortable. I'm looking blurry. I'm not comfortable with it.
What it is,
Maybe
mate,
just
is
compared to yours.
you're looking at me in super high definition, and then
That's what it
your
is, isn't it?
built-in
I've never noticed that
webcam.
before. That's fucked
Yeah.
up. Yours is too
Go
good.
and drop $200 at a camera, mate. It's all
That's
good.
crazy. All right. Okay. I'll give
And if you
up.
want to look this good, you got to spend the money. So having had a YouTube channel since like 2017, and well, you know, when I moved to the Goldie and shooting YouTube videos in your brewery, you know, back in the day, and I always found that doing piece to camera stuff where I'm reading a script and talking at the camera, it was never felt comfortable to me. And I'm not a very
Right.
good writer, but what I do enjoy thoroughly is having a conversation with people. Hence,
Yeah.
us doing this shit for 4 years or 4.5 years and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And so I wanted to find, and after being in Fiji and talking to a few people, you know, people like your mate Ronsley Vass and Ken Okazaki and that sort of thing, they're all like, they're just like, do a podcast, like talking to people, just start a podcast. And
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. And so took a lot of your advice, to be fair, and set it all up on WordPress, and it's all up, it's up and running. It's available on Apple and
Oh, nice.
Spotify and that sort of thing already. There's two episodes up there. There's a third one going up there tomorrow.
Wait, I'm gonna fucking
And
subscribe right now. You gotta tell me the name again because I've definitely
it's
forgotten it
called
already.
Quality Focused Pro Brewers. Add to my stats.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, got it.
I'm
Oh,
really,
no. Oh, look at that.
look at that
Profesh.
tile. That it's so good.
That's sick. Look at that.
Yeah. Yep,
That's cool.
exactly. Yep. And so it's on all the platforms. It's a YouTube podcast as well. It's on Spotify, it's on Apple, it's on all the other directories and all
I
that
just
sort of
gave you five
stuff.
stars.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was listening. Right.
And
Clean. Wow. Okay.
is
Okay.
it or does it should be explicit because I do the odd swear.
Yeah, well, it says clean, but that's okay. Well, I mean, cleaning is a very important part of brewing, so I think that's
Okay.
fair that it says
All right.
clean.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And so basically what it's about is brew is my it's in my lane, right? It's all about brewing technical topics. I didn't want to do something that had already been done, right? And there's some really good you know, pro brewer podcasts out there, like Master Brewers Podcast and Beer and Brewer and Crappy Professionals, Adam Makes Beer. They're all doing some really good stuff. And I thought a lot about this, and I'm like, if I'm going to do something, I want to talk about things that I want to talk about in my own way, and it's really about making beer well in a professional setting, right? And the things that you need to do to make beer well. So
Yeah.
I've got Adam Schell as a co-host on most of the episodes,
Nice.
Not
So
that
he'll be
one,
sort
the
of
other
like
one.
interviewing you on a topic type thing.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So I'm happy to have a conversation with Adzi about stuff, but make me say a script to a camera and I suck at it, you know? And so
I
we
think this
just.
makes a lot of sense. And especially like if you think about some of the best bits of our show when ignoring all the silliness, it's often been when I've asked you some random question about some technical weird thing
Yeah,
and you've
like
just
that
rattled off
time
a
with
whole bunch of
PK,
shit
like PK and Rouse.
with the recipe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Yep, that's
but
it.
that was just, that's one example, but there's been lots of other examples like when people have added to Hendo to the 12 questions and
Yes.
there've been technical questions which never really fitted in 100% with what with the
What
stupid
you do
shit
here, yeah,
that we
exactly.
do
Yeah,
here. But
yeah.
yeah, that's good. That makes sense.
Yeah, so it and so basically it's sort of it's just become this like so we've recorded a trailer episode. There's an episode with me and Adzi about carbonation. We're gonna do and I just recorded the third episode today with Derek from Bluestone Yeast,
Oh, yeah.
and so that'll actually get uploaded tomorrow, and then I will officially announce it. I wanted to have three episodes up online,
Okay.
and covering different things, having the trailer episode, an episode with me and Adzi, and an episode with me and a guest. And Derek
Yeah.
was awesome to be the first guest
So you're
on
interviewing
the.
him in that case?
Yeah, we're just having
Yeah.
a chat
Yeah.
about yeast. The conversation we had is why do brewers repitch yeast? Why are they always using dry yeast? And so it was an excellent conversation. I learned something, he learned something, and it was a lot of fun, you know. And
Yeah.
I get really excited just, you know, thinking about the podcast, and it's a piece of piss to edit, and
Yeah.
it's just like, now I know what you mean. It's just like you just record it, stick an intro on the front, stick some outro music on there, and it's done, you know.
Do
And
you need anyone to work on a jingle for you at all? Because if you do, I'm fucking putting my hand up for that.
maybe
Okay. All right.
we actually you can do something if you want to do a jingle, and this would be funny as fuck, right? So I often talk about like the difference in units of measure for metric versus the US imperial units.
Right.
And so I call them freedom units. So if you want to do a jingle about freedom units and do the whole hardcore American freedom units, they're free for you and me, you know, do that. I'm down for that.
Well, if I get the problem isn't writing it, the problem is paying someone competent to record it. So if I get a spare
Yeah.
$200,
Yeah,
then
rightio.
I'll put
Mate,
something
I'll chip
together.
in. I'll chip in if it's hilarious.
Yeah, all right. Oh, that's
Talking
good.
about, you
I'm
know,
happy for you.
it's like the difference between SG and Plato and barrels and hectoliters and volumes of CO2 versus grams of CO2 per liter, you know, all those different units of measure. And I
Okay.
just call the American ones freedom units. No disrespect, I just think it's funny, you know.
Nice. Okay. All right. I'm going to give that some
So
thought.
okay,
Right.
good.
I like it. All right.
And so yeah, it's good. It's up. It's on the things. Go check it out. Go subscribe, and that sort of thing. Official announcement coming either tomorrow or next week. But you know, you guys are the first to know about it.
Very good. I'm happy for you, Hendu. I think that's cool. I think that makes a lot of sense. And it's good we can
Yeah.
sort of channel our small but awesome audience onto something else. Because
Absolutely.
yeah, that's cool. Good for you. All right, let's talk about and we
Let's
don't and
open
you won't have to talk
Pandora's
about this
box.
shit.
Ah, now, what are we talking about here? Now, I'm gonna admit that
Well,
this. So we're gonna talk about
the
the
first thing.
Dainton. Yeah, go on.
Well, I was going to say that the first item on the agenda is this Dainton situation. I was just going to put a little disclaimer
Oh, your microphone
in it.
stopped.
Oh,
Oh, now it's
fuck
going
off.
again.
Jesus Christ.
And now your lips aren't synced up with your
Are you fucking serious?
yeah, like there's like a half a second delay, at least for me.
Fuck this microphone.
Oh no, it's back together. It's back. You synced up
Okay, we're
now.
good. We're good.
Okay, go.
All right. Well, disclaimer would be this is not financial advice. It's not business advice. We're a couple of dickheads. There could be
We
things
are two
going on here
dickheads.
that we don't understand. Like,
Yes.
the longer I live, the more I realize how fuck all I knew in the past. So there could be things going on that I don't understand. So anything that we talk
Yes.
about after this point Could be bullshit.
100%.
Do you want to kick off your opinion on this situation? Well,
No, because
explain what we're talking
I
about. What's
well, so we're
happening?
talking about the Crafty Pine article. Dainton's tap houses reopen after weeks after their sudden closure. I didn't even know they suddenly closed. Just going to throw that out there. And I haven't read this article yet because I wanted to read it here before forming any opinion or anything like that.
Okay.
I
Keep
take
in
it that
mind though,
you've read
this
it.
article is not the newest info, I don't think, right?
Oh, okay. Is there newer info?
Well, this article that you're talking about, at least the one I linked to, is 3 days old.
Okay. Is there
And
something more recent?
the end of the article, they have this, well, the thing you sent me and the Facebook post they put up in the comments and everything, so the sort of information that shareholders have got in other places that isn't really mentioned in this article, but I don't know.
Yeah, and the comments on the Crafty
The
Pine
comments,
post
yeah.
were pretty lit and pretty spicy, I will say. And I
Yeah.
saw you hanging around in there as well,
Well,
and Maddie Wilson.
I was just replying to Maddie Wilson's
Maddie
comment about
Wilson, yeah.
crowdfunding, which I'm keen to get into if you'll indulge me.
No, I'm down. So let's just have a bit of a look here to see what happens. So basically, Dainton have reopened their tap houses weeks after both shut without warning in July. Didn't know that. Admittedly, I was away, so I probably wasn't paying attention. The brewery and two venues continue to operate. Liquor license reinstated to their landlord, brewery co-founder Kev Dayton, and transferred to a separate entity. Okay, right. So they've
Kev is the dad, right?
Kev is Dan Dayton's dad.
Right.
Yes.
And he was the one who put the loan in that had the big, when they did the crowdfunding, there was this thing of him putting the
Yeah, it
big
was a
loan in.
million dollar
And
loan. Yeah, that's right. There was a million dollar liability against Dayton when they did the crowdfunding, and it was to Kev Dayton, I think it was. So. Anyway, so the license is expired. You get a grace period. Reminders are being sent, but nobody received them, and it formally lapsed, and at that point, you legally can't trade. Kev, who founded the brewery with his son Dan, looked for a way to reopen the venue as quickly as they could alongside his legal team, landed upon the transfer of their license. We had to stop trading whilst being reinstated under the ownership of the landlord. It's been reinstated to Daytronics, which is also owned by Kev Dainton. Okay. To apply for a whole new license would be about a 3 month process. We just couldn't have gone without trading that long, or would have sent us under. Complicating matters is the fact that following the transfer of the license, Daycom was no longer able to fulfill the docker that was approved by creditors in December. As such, has been placed into liquidation. Oh, spicy. Which oversaw Daycom's voluntary administration late last year. So let me see if I got this right so far. Daycom was under a docker. They let the liquor license, or the liquor license, they did not, they let them. The liquor licenses lapsed for their brew pubs, which were generating all of their, generating revenue. They couldn't wait to apply for a new license, and so the only way was to try it was to transfer the licenses out to another entity also owned by Kev Dainton, and by doing so took away the revenue from Daycom, which was under a docker, and it couldn't fulfill its obligations under the docker, so therefore it had to be liquidated. It's okay, right?
Keep in mind what you're reading
Okay.
here is,
This is
Crafty Pint, the way they do things, they're very brewery. What's the way to put it? These are all, a lot of these are quotes from Dainton, right? That you're reading.
yes, that's right.
These,
Or
they're not sort of.
the DBA's director, or all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah. So it's not like an
S
opinion. It's kind of like it's
N
kind of
no,
their
it's
version of
just stating
events.
fact. Yeah, okay. So the operations of the business needed to be transferred to another entity. DBA director Richard Abraham told the Crafty Pints, essential that we'd done by entering into a license agreement. Okay, so they've licensed the Dainton brand to Daytronics. So Daycom licensed, okay. But it meant that Daycom is unable to fill the docker that was executed late last year, so has gone into liquidation.
Right. That's
A
him saying
requirement of the
so.
liquidation process is that Dainton beer has been put up for sale, although the most likely buyer remains the Dainton family. There may be third parties that are interested in acquiring the business, Richard says. We're certainly open to all conversations on that front, but ultimately, it's a further restructuring of the business, but the business will continue. I think the likelihood is this will end in the sale of the business to this related entity, and meanwhile, it's business as usual. Ugh. Reflecting on the current challenges of the local beer industry, Paul says it's hard. Paul, this is the DBA restructuring guy. It's hard to see who else might buy it. Adding, but to go through the process, we do have to put the business up for sale temporarily. We're not expecting too much interest in this market, but that could happen. Someone might come in and offer Kev a decent price to sell
Sorry,
it.
this guy's the worst salesman of all time. Wait, he's the one
He's
that's
basically saying, it's basically, look, Kev's going to sell it to Kev, right?
yeah.
And look, we legally have to put it up for sale, but it's not worth that much, so you probably shouldn't even bother.
Don't buy it. It's cool. It's chill. We got this covered. All right. Yeah.
Kev's on the scene. He's just going to swoop on in
And buy
in
it from
case no
Kev.
one else wants it, because it's a bit of a shit deal, and
Don't buy the
okay.
shit. Yeah.
So if no one wants to buy it, then Daytronics becomes the owner of Danger Beer, which is still Kev. That's a quote. Paul says they're working with suppliers as they navigate this process less than a year after going through administration. The industry suppliers have taken so many hits with the series of VAs, he says. Because can I just check who Paul is again? Paul is
Paul's
the
the guy, the restructuring
DBA.
guy.
Yeah, the DBA from DBA. Okay. Industry suppliers have taken so many hits with the series of VAs. Because we did go through the administration, most of our suppliers have been on prepaid
Oh wait,
terms.
sorry, no. I got that wrong. Paul's the
The general
GM.
manager, yeah,
Richard
is
is
the
the
DBA guy. Yeah,
restructuring
okay.
guy. Yeah.
Okay, so basically it's someone from Dainton saying the industry suppliers have taken so many hits because we did go through the administration, most of our suppliers have been on prepaid terms, so have been paying as we go. Yeah, no
Yeah,
shit, Sherlock.
which is
However, one
difficult.
group, look, I've heard the rumors about what happened leading up to the first VA, and it wasn't pretty. I'm not going to repeat them here. However, one group significantly hit is the equity crowdfunders who put money into Dacom via two separate crowdfunding campaigns for Dayton Beer. The liquidation of Dacom will likely see the loss of all the value in their shares.
Okay,
Likely.
so just so this that comment there is not a quote. That's from the article of Crafty Pint, and he's saying the equity crowdfunding. But really, anyone who owned equity in that company would be wiped
Is
out.
done. Yeah.
Right.
What we will
Yeah.
do is, and back to a quote again, what we will do is continue the discounts that we've offered on the back of their investment, Paul says.
Fuck
Quote,
me.
we couldn't have the Croydon tap outs without them, and they are really important to us, so we'll continue to treat them as investors from the
Oh
point of
my
view of
God.
shareholder benefits. Oh
I
boy.
actually hadn't read this either, so this is
While acknowledging, back to a non-quote, while acknowledging that they're traveling on a rocky road and will be for some time, he says early signs from their first weekend back have been good. We just got open for Father's Day by the skin of our teeth, which would have been a massive hit to trade if we didn't, he says. There's been a lot of excitement from punters and staff, and staff are back to work, which is great. End of story.
So they are basically doing what Black Ops did, and they're treating the investors with an equal amount of contempt that Black Ops did.
Well, you know
And
how the old saying goes.
go on. I don't want to edit out a big awkward silence. What's the saying?
It doesn't, something doesn't sit right with me on this for some reason. It's just, yeah,
If
it doesn't
it
seem.
What's the saying? If it looks like a duck and quacks like a
No,
duck, it's a
it's
duck.
not a,
No,
it's not, no, it's different bird. Different bird,
something
not
to
a
do
duck.
with, okay, something to do with smelling.
What's the, yeah, it comes out of the fire, are they called again? Rises out of the
Phoenix?
ashes? No.
No, not the phoenix. It's not a
Maybe. What
phoenix,
sort of
is it?
sound do they make?
The phoenix?
Yeah.
The duck or the phoenix?
What if a duck fucked a phoenix,
Oh
right? And
God.
there was like a
You would
what'd you
get
call it? What would you call a phoenix and a
a
duck?
chicken called Trevor. That's what you'd get if that happened.
I don't know, man. Can't say that it is, but it's I'd be more than happy to have the conversation with the relevant people to set the record straight. You know what I mean?
That something a little bit untoward is going on here. Is it? I think that three things I want to say, right? First of all, this comment about, we love the investors and we'll keep giving them discounts to keep them coming back into the tap room is
That's a slap in
so
the face.
gross and offensive.
Oh, yeah.
And the new owners of Black Ops did the same thing. And the amount of fucking investors who I've spoken to, remember they did that and then they put out a statement saying more than half of the investors still want to support us going forward. That's fucking bullshit based on the phone calls I get from people who invested in that company. That is a kick in the balls or the ovaries or whatever,
There
depending
was
on what
a
you're working with.
if you put out a what was it called? EOI, and you do the prospectus and you do the fancy PowerPoint slide deck and all that sort of stuff, and you're showing P&Ls and cash flows and plans for the business and all that sort of stuff. Those people put their money in on that basis, right? And I remember the old EOIs that went out for those one for the two crowdfundings that Dayton did. And there was things like, we're going to start a barrel program, we're going to build a bar in the CBD or something like that. There's going to be bars and that sort of thing. And literally, almost none of the things in those EOIs came to fruition.
But
And
okay. I think there's an argument to say that there's a reason why that is the case and that the industry hasn't gone as planned and there was risks associated with that, right?
COVID?
No. This is all post-COVID. This is post-COVID.
I remember when they went into VA, COVID was on.
COVID is no. Okay, right, I see what you're saying. Yeah, blame it on COVID. Blame it on excise and COVID. But I get what you're saying. However, I think when things don't go as planned, there's a way to handle that. And in my experience, most investors will be willing to hear an honest truth when things aren't going well if you're honest and transparent with them.
100%.
And if they presented that information in good faith originally and they believed they were going to get there and it was not looking like that and they went back and had an honest conversation, I think most investors would understand that. The market's changed, things have been difficult. But the fact that they've copied the Black Ops playbook of just straight up kicking investors in the balls afterwards with that quote, why the fuck did they even put that in the article? Why are they even saying that? Like,
It's for the, I think that's something for the people who aren't investors. Yeah, maybe.
yeah, I mean, I didn't invest in Dayton. But if I did, I'd be fucking furious.
Oh my God. Absolutely. It's phenomenal. The like the yeah, it just doesn't. It's not sitting right with me at all. It just something's not right. It's quite sure, you know.
I've got two more points I'd like to make.
Go on then.
One is a point about equity, right? So when this shit happens, crowdfunding gets the blame. And I don't want to be the person that sticks up for crowdfunding because I 100% agree with most of what gets said about it these days. It's gone in a direction that I never thought it would go in. We talked about the filter one when that came out, and my opinions on that when it came out. And other ones we've seen, the companies have gone into liquidation and the words they put in their crowdfunding, when they were clearly not going well. I fucking hate all of that shit. But at the end of the day, it's not a crowdfunding thing. Like, this is an equity thing. If you were a crowdfunding investor or another investor, the only difference is people know about it if it's crowdfunding, people don't know about it if you're an independent investor. So any
Oh,
investor in that original
you're
company would
saying
have been
you
pitched at
invest
the
in a
same
business
time.
that's always at risk.
Well, I'm not making the point that it's always at risk. I'm saying it's not a crowdfunding thing. And people are very quick to pin it on crowdfunding because that's all they see. But what they don't understand is that when you buy equity in a business, whether it's crowdfunding or otherwise, you don't get control. You don't get any kind of influence, really. You don't necessarily even get any more communication other than an annual report. You get ownership. So it's objectively false to say that an equity crowdfunding investor does not have ownership, because they do have ownership, they do have shares. So do smaller investors, so do bigger investors, but no one has control unless they're a director or they're on the board. And these companies live and die by the decisions that happen by the directors who are on the board. And in this case, I don't know anything about Dainton, but I'm guessing it's probably Dan Dainton and his dad, and that's about it. I don't know. So whether they're a crowdfunding investor or they've bought equity some other way and been pitched in some other way that's not public, they're going to get equally screwed. And this is what happens when you have equity. You're not buying into some thing where you have control of the company. You get ownership, and you
Do
can very
you
easily fucking lose it.
think with the recent changes to the legislation around that made equity crowdfunding legal in Australia, where previously, you could only raise money for a company to quote sophisticated investors
Or family and friends, which was a very loosely applied.
or family and friends that was loosely applied? I mean, since though that legislation has changed, and if you say that it's not that equity crowdfunding is not to blame,
Well, the crowdfunding is not to blame.
right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's giving up equity. It would have been the same. It just would have been someone else. I mean, if they're
But you
raising
can.
equity, okay, but let me put it this way. With Black Ops, we did 8 or 9 equity rounds, right? The very first one we did was, and all of them were very closely resembled some sort of crowdfunding-ish type round, right? And then when we did the crowdfunding, it was actual crowdfunding. All of those people had ownership. They all had equity. None of them had control. None of them even had influence in the end. And there was no difference. It was if you're an investor, when the company gets liquidated and rebought by other investors in this weird fucked up way that's gone on here, you just lose everything. And the crowdfunding guys lose everything, and the non-crowdfunding guys lose everything, because the legislation is such that you cannot have dual class shares. Everyone's got the same shares. But I think the problem is that, well, the timing is not good, because all this crowdfunding happened, most of it happened when the industry was exploding, and now the industry is collapsing. So the timing is fucking terrible. But this.
There's a lot of and I want to come back to the date thing, because something's just popped into my mind about it in a second. There's a lot of breweries and distilleries that have gone through equity crowdfunding that have either gone into VA or liquidation in the last couple of years, 2, 3 years.
Well, if you think about
Is
it, as
it
if you think it's
unusually
easier,
high, or?
well, possibly. I mean, maybe it's those kind of brewers were attracted to it. I suppose you can make that argument, because it was easier for them to raise money from their fans than it was, to find sophisticated investors. Like I know when I
Is
started
that
Black
maybe
Ops,
because they
I didn't
didn't
know
have a
what.
good, maybe because they didn't have good foundations, or?
Possibly, but or maybe they just didn't have the connections. Like I know when I started Black Ops, we didn't. I didn't had never met a sophisticated investor in my life. I wouldn't have even known where to start. But we had a brand that was fueled by the audience who were willing to invest and buy into it. But I do think there is a really big problem with the communication, with the understanding. Like the brewers don't even understand what equity crowdfunding is. People who buy it don't understand what it is. And there's no scrutiny on what people are told before they invest. And to me, that's the biggest problem. Like, you can have the risk warnings. Everyone knows risk warnings are like a disclaimer on a website that you click that
You
no
just
one
hit the
reads.
you check yeah, yeah exactly you check the box and hit I agree.
Yeah. So then it's the story that you're telling. And then it's like, well, is it a problem because people are only parting with a couple of hundred dollars, that they don't really look into the story too much? Like if you looked into the Valhalla one, or even in my opinion, the Filter one, not financial advice, it doesn't look fucking good. I guess there's an argument to say sophisticated investors will get some advice and will be able to see those things before smaller ones can. There's a problem there with communication for sure. There has to be a solution
Yes.
to just telling a
So
story that is
you're
bullshit.
saying that there's not enough scrutiny, around the content of EOIs and all that sort of
Yeah,
stuff.
that's what I think. Yeah.
So where does where do where do you know people like old mate, what's his name from the equity crowdfunding mob that we spoke to?
Matt
What
from
was his name
Birchall.
again? Yeah, Matt, yeah.
Yeah.
What's their role in this?
Well, I think it's an interesting question because if you ask him,
See, so I always saw him like the real estate agent. You know what I mean?
but they're a platform. That's the thing. That's why it's weird. There's almost like a missing piece. Like I generally believe that you shouldn't have to be rich to invest in startups. Right. And equity crowdfunding provides an opportunity for people who aren't rich and successful already to invest in growing companies.
But do you think maybe that was the way in the past because it was risky?
Well, no, I don't think it's a risk thing because I think that the risk is sort of limited by the amount people are allowed to put in. The
No, but I'm
numbers are
saying
smaller.
it used
So
to be regulated because the government saw that it was not that it was risky, that they didn't want people to be, you know, put their money into something they didn't fully understand and then risk losing it. You know what I mean?
right, but it's so inconsistent. I mean, you can go and gamble on the AFL and put as much as you want on there, and you
Fair
can
point. Yeah.
trade stocks on the stock market, and
Yeah, you can buy
it's
CFDs and all that sort of shit. Yeah.
yeah. So at the end of the day, it comes down to, do you think people who are not rich and sophisticated should be able to buy equities in companies? I personally think it's not controversial at all. There's an extremely simple solution to the entire thing, and that is a basic test for any investor that invests in anything, over a certain point. Maybe you set the limit at $1,000, or I don't know, whatever the limit is, that they need to have some kind of certification. That is not a difficult thing to get, but it's a point of friction
Who the
where that you
investor
have to
or
pass through. What's that?
the investor needs to have a
Yeah,
certification or
yeah. So it's like you have to be
like a
sophisticated enough
sophisticated
to have
investor?
learned. Oh, but yeah, but no, but sophisticated investor is not a test on knowledge. It's a test on wealth. The current sophisticated investor test is not how much you know about investing. And I know this from getting sophisticated investors and crowdfunding investors at the same time. And I can tell you that I didn't notice a massive difference in terms of their general knowledge and understanding of business and equity and boards and shareholders, across each other. I think there's a general lack of financial acumen, and that could be solved with some kind of relatively simple test of competence, not how rich you are, but whether you have a basic understanding of what equity is and what's on the line and all of those things that go with buying equity. But I do think that people who aren't rich should be able to buy equity in companies. And that's the division I had. I thought crowdfunding was going to be. I thought equity crowdfunding was going to be that. And it hasn't succeeded. It's gone in a direction that fucking makes me sick. All these people have bought these shares and they're getting fucking
In good
destroyed.
faith and lost all their money and all that sort of shit. Yeah.
It fucking
Over and over
sucks.
again.
Yep.
Just looking back at this article here, and I'm just thinking the liquor license expired. The Daytronics entity was going to take months to apply for a new license, but it was easier to transfer.
No, they said that
What?
entity had to be liquidated, and it was creating a fresh one. It was going to take months.
Really? So we had to stop
To
trading.
apply for a whole new license would be a 3-month process.
While it was being reinstated under ownership of the landlord, which is being reinstated to Daytronics, which is also owned by Kev Dayton.
Okay,
So,
so it's a little vague, but I mean, look.
yeah, no. It's like what's happened is, so Daytronics is the landlord for Daycom, right?
Right.
And there must be in the lease, because this is very similar to what happened with Brew Baron over in West End. When they got shut down, was everything went into the, you know, part of the lease was if you stop paying your rent, we own your shit,
Right.
including the liquor license.
Oh.
Makes sense.
I suppose. I mean, either, this is dodgy as fuck, right? I mean, both of us think that, right? Or you just don't want to say that. I'm sure everyone thinks this is dodgy as
You
shit.
know, it's fishy.
Yeah.
It's fishy. You know, it's just there's a lot of yeah. There's a lot of entities owned by the same, you know, the same person who's getting the material benefit of it. You know what I
Well,
mean?
that was the weird thing about the Valhalla thing. It was a business that was doing like $1 million turnover and had four different fucking entities and divisions and shit. And it's like, this is a small business. It's a tiny
Yeah.
business. You don't need all of this structure. It's
Stuff.
weird.
Yeah. Very strange.
Anyway, the final point I wanted to raise for discussion was whether we as independent beer supporters should be supporting brands like this. Because I remember when I got into the industry, the whole thing was, you know, there are these two big dickhead companies, four if you count the distributors, that
The
are behaving
retailers,
like
yeah.
assholes. They're dishonest. They fuck everyone over. They only care about money. And the independents were going to come through and, you know, be supported, be run by local, you know, mum and dad, invested by local mum and dad investors, supported by the local community. Operate in good faith and be good local members of the community. And then you get these brands that behave in ways that, you know, are arguably worse than the majors do because, you know, you're essentially when you get money from your consumers and your community and then you treat them with this amount of disrespect, to me, it's worse than anything that Lion or anyone does. And then you come out the other side and, you know, like the whole Black Ops thing was, you know, there's misinformation out there. Everyone should be supporting it because it's a brand new entity. I'm like, I don't think so. I think fuck them. What do you think? I could
Don't
put a
know if
more
I'd
positive
go.
spin on it if you don't want to go down that
No,
route.
I'm not. No, I'm just like, yeah, I get it. It's yeah, there's a lot of shit swirling in my head right now about, you know, like, yeah, we you know, I remember back in sort of the late 20 noughties when we were sort of going, oh, there's the illusion of choice, and here we are some 15 odd years later, we still have it. We still have the double duopoly in the beer thing, and they win, you know.
Oh, but it's worse than that because you've got all the independents behaving like, but not all. That's too
Exactly.
much all of them.
Exactly.
But I mean,
Yeah.
the positive way to say what I was saying before would be if you do have a local independent brewery that is still operating under those values, then maybe they're the ones
They're
you
the
should be
ones to
supporting.
support. Yeah, agree.
Yeah. Because when I go
Yeah.
down to the bottle shop and
It
I
just
look at the
you're right.
brands,
It does tarnish the as he pours another fucking like it's a 1 liter bottle of Jack Daniels, by the way, so I don't care.
duty free though, so.
Yes. I agree. Yeah, it was Fiji. It was $45 for a liter bottle. And it's yes, I agree. You have to support those you know, honest to goodness, genuine independent breweries who are the ones that are slugging it out, you know, day in, day out. Who haven't I would say, mate, you might not agree with this, but you know, who haven't gone down the path of doing equity crowdfunding and that sort of thing, who still continue to do their manage their growth or sustain their businesses organically, and survive even now as the craft beer market matures.
I get what you're saying. The only thing I would say is that they may very well be raising equity, and they may you just may not know about it. I mean, they are raising equity unless they're very small, and you know they could be just owned by rich people. You know, especially if they're brands that are distributed in the chains. And so you're kind of faced with the choice of like when I go down to the bottle shop near me, it's these brands who have just gone in the opposite direction to the vision that we had for them and are just fucking over their investors and become something that they stand for nothing. Or there's these brands that are propped up by extremely rich investors, or there's the majors. And there's not fucking much else. And it's beer's becoming a thing like anything else where you just go with the fucking best deal and whatever's cheapest.
Welcome to the lucky country.
It sucks.
Very cynical, but here we
We don't
are.
it's extremely cynical, but that's why we're not going to do the podcast anymore, because
Yeah, that's
no one wants to listen to us fucking whinge about this shit
right.
every week.
I hope that's the last one
Well,
that
we've
we
got
have to
six
deal with.
episodes, so what do you think? There'll be another one?
Don't know. Maybe there's one more in us. I don't know. But I hope it's the last one.
We could do an over under, but that wouldn't be a fun one. But I would definitely
Yeah,
take the over
no,
on that.
I don't want to do an overrunner on that.
No. All right.
What do we
So,
got? What else we got here?
good news, red beer is healthier according to Carlsberg.
Red beer is healthier.
That's a good news story.
Not only is it healthier, it looks better.
Oh, 100%.
Who doesn't love an amazing red beer with that beautiful ruby garnet hue? That's always that you notice every time that someone talks about a fucking red beer, there's always the word the red hue.
Hugh,
The
it's
word
like
hue is always used.
crisp to lager. It's just it has to
Yeah,
be there.
exactly. You say crisp lager or a red hue.
I love a good Hugh. I mean, that's a good photo too. Look at that.
What photo? Oh shit, I need to drink. I need to press the link.
Yeah, in the article there, that little Carlsberg number, it looks
What do we
great.
got? Carlsberg Red. Oh, yeah. Red beers are great. What's your favorite red beer?
Well, I would have said Code Red because, that was close to home. But
Oh, is that it mentions the Fonio beer? I got to try that in South Africa. So Brooklyn Brewery, which Garrett Oliver, who's one of the most creative, amazing brewers in the world, made a beer with this grain called Fonio. And Pete Brown, the beer writer, brought some to South Africa. It's very, very interesting. It was not a red beer, but my God, if you put that, but the Fonio had this really nice kind of nutty kind of flavor going on in it, which I found really interesting.
Like a Scotch
And
ale type thing, or
no, not like Melanoidin and like biscuit. I'm talking like
wait.
nutty, like that kind of like that bitterness you get from walnuts when you eat
Yeah.
walnuts, like that.
All
And but that in a red beer would be delicious.
right. Well, we're fucking got some good ideas
Fuck
here. It'd
yeah,
be
red
healthy too.
beer.
It'd be extremely healthy.
Put a thing in the Facebook group. What's your fucking favorite red beer?
Well, I did put a poll in there before the show. I'll have to check the results before the update. But it wasn't about red beer. Naturally occurring compounds which have been bred in red barley assist in reducing cancer, diabetes, and boosting memory. I mean, that's fucking brilliant, isn't it?
Right.
This is health advice.
I've been doing this podcast for 4 years and I don't even know who the fuck I'm talking to. So,
It's probably good. We haven't drunk enough red beers. There's too much
no,
red wine. That's the
exactly.
fucking problem.
Yeah, I know. You call it red beer, but.
All
Oh,
right.
God.
Good drinks.
Oh, GD, GDI.
So Good Drinks, who just shut down the
The
Atomic
Atomic
Beer Project
in
with the big
Redfern.
headline saying the industry's fucked and we're all fucked and we have to shut down all the breweries because everything's fucked, have just posted a $9 million profit, up 14% on the year before.
Wonderful.
Not bad.
Making the right moves.
I've been
This is
team
interesting.
Team
Getting
Gage Roads the
out
whole time.
of
These guys are switched on, dude.
exactly. Getting out of the expensive real estate in Redfern and moving into the, Sunshine Coast. Where is it? Umundi, isn't it? The
Monday,
Matzos
yep.
thing. Yep. Yeah, why the hell not?
Well, not just that, but moving away from hoppy beers pretty much entirely, haven't they?
Yep, 100%. Was there so ginger beer there or something like that? Yeah, Matzo's ginger beer
Matzo,
and
that's the
things.
Sunny Coast
So,
one. You saw 112 million revenue, $8 million profit. They have a thing in here saying they spent 18. I mean, they say it like it's a good thing. I would never think like spending money is a good thing, but I guess they're at that scale where it is. But it says we've invested $9.9 million in our marketing activities. That number seems about right, but and it says 18.9 million in sales and marketing. So I guess that must just be marketing. Plus the cost of the sales team and like the staff and whatnot, I'm guessing.
yes.
Which is a pretty high number, but I guess like the 10 million is about right, just under 10%.
Yes.
But yeah, they're fucking doing it right.
Yep, sure are. Absolutely.
Tale of
Keep
Two
up the good
Stories, isn't
work.
it? Mighty Craft versus Good Drinks. At one point, I think Mighty Craft was valued a fair bit above Good Drinks, if memory serves.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like a bit of good governance. Oh, you say that or think that?
Hopefully thought it. All right, Gabs Can
Yeah.
Design Award finalists. I think this might be
Here we
the
go.
first year Black Ops didn't make it, which is I'm not gonna get weird about it, but I always enjoyed making this
Oh,
list every year I was
there's
part of
some
it.
good beers in this. Look at
Yeah,
this.
it's looking good.
There's I don't know, the two halves, Akira. There's Aether,
I want to be able to zoom in
Beer
on these
Farm, Black
images.
Flag. Oh, Helios Dionysus. God damn, that beer was good. Label, I'm sure, was good, but the beer was phenomenal. Okay, there's two beers I think should be basically just eliminated from the list straight up, which would be the one that looks like
Based on what?
Doom.
Oh, hang on, wait, we've got a virtual gallery. I hear. What about
Well, exactly, the ones that were
finalists?
ripping off other people's IP.
Oh, yeah, you
And I
don't
know
like
you
that.
can. What's that?
You don't like ripping off the IP.
No, because you've got one beer that looks like Doom, the video game,
Oh
and
yeah.
one
Oh, here
beer
we go.
that's got Simpsons, direct Simpsons references to it.
This link's better here. I'll put it in the Zoom chat. This link here is probably better than the other one. That's the direct Gabs link. You can actually look at these cans.
Yeah, so that's kind of a no from me. I think that if you're
So no,
going
wait, which
to
ones are you talking about with the IP?
so there's the Bonehead God mode, which is pretty
Oh
much
yeah,
a Doom. It's
true.
Doom.
That is 100% Doom. That's sick though.
And then the one below it, the Dangerous Owls Nelson Haha DDH Hazy IPA,
Oh, true. Yeah.
which is
Yep.
Simpsons. It's like you don't need to do that sort of thing, you know? I'm sure the beer is fucking excellent for both of them, but yeah, I don't agree with, you know, I think we're all like, as Mark Twain said, we're, you know, I'm, you know, what I think he said, I'm great because I stand on the shoulders of giants or something like
That's the
that.
one. Yeah.
Is that right?
That's
Was it
it.
Mark
Well, I
Twain?
don't know if that's the exact words, but yeah.
Yeah, but something like to that effect, right? Which means that you go and invent something new whilst acknowledging the things that have been invented in the past. But yeah, like
But there's also the quote,
I
the good artists borrow, great artists steal, or something. You know? That one?
steal and don't get caught.
Well,
You
this
know what I
has this
mean?
quote here. M designed a can that people could see and associate with something they are familiar with, but without using any direct Simpsons artwork. I mean, that's a bit of a fucking
Oh,
stretch,
come
isn't
on.
it?
Come on.
Yeah, no,
No.
I'm in agreement with you, although that
Yeah.
Bonehead one looks so sick. But yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yes, it looks
Yeah, I agree
sick.
with you.
I love it, but it is so, you just look at it and you go, oh, that's Doom. You know, it's passing off is what it's called under like IP law and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you know, if id Software or whoever owns it now saw that, they would go, okay, that's passing off. Same could be said, you know, with the Simpsons thing. Like that is Nelson. It just doesn't have his head on there.
Yeah, 100%.
It's got his signature blue fest, his teeth, and the words "ha ha" and the name Nelson. You know, it's like, and I'm sure the beer is that, you know, and it's got Nelson Sauvin in it. And yes, I'd go no Nelson, ha ha, and all that stuff. I get it, but no. Nah. Look at the one below it, right?
These are actually
The
all pretty
Frenchie's
fucking
Black
average,
Coconut
actually, to be honest
Milkshake
with you, Hendo.
IPA. That's a pretty nice looking label, you know.
Which one?
Dionysus, the Frenchie's
Yeah,
one
but
below
you
it.
well, okay. Well, I don't know exactly that image. It looks like it's been generated by AI. I'm sure whoever designed the can didn't draw that image for the
Yes.
can.
I say vote Dionysus.
And then you got the little label on the big kit black can. I hate that.
Yeah.
That looks ugly as.
I suppose here, look, here's an interesting one. Here's, if you look at the 7 Mile Snozzberry Mixed Berry
That's
Sour.
fun. I like that one. That's good.
Yeah, but what's okay, what shoulder, what shoulder, what giant shoulder is that standing on?
Well, I don't know, but I'm sure it's something.
I don't know. It's where do Snozzberries come from?
I've no idea.
Come on, man. Or am I the oldest one in the room?
Yeah, I think you are. Well, you
Oh
definitely are.
shit. Yeah, you've never seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, no.
Yeah,
So that's a
it's
third IP thieving can.
well, this one's well away from the old the movie from the 60s and
But
stuff
that's the
like
dude,
that.
isn't it? That the dude there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's interesting.
It looks
That's like
cool.
a tip. That's for me, that's a tip of the cap for
He's even
that
got a cap on. Is that that
IP.
helps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I like this Red Seeker one, but I don't. The Red Wizard. Is the IP being stole there? I don't know. That's pretty. Oh, Lord of the
The
Rings. And there you go.
Aether
Oh,
one looks
Jesus
pretty
Christ!
brutal.
Is there any cans that don't have IP of? What about this one with the random coconut on it? That's. These are pretty
That's the
average,
Frenchies
dude.
one.
These are pretty average. I'm sorry.
Red Wizard's good.
What about
Seeker's
the
good.
beer farm? Yeah.
How many
I've become a
standos has the
fucking
Seeker
hater.
one got?
Ether. I'll go for the
2.1.
ether one. Ether label's
It's like
always
12
good.
backwards. Not
So this
bad. Not
one,
bad.
whether Ether do this one where they credit the artist, that's like the artist is, I think the artist is like paid for those, do you think?
I don't know about that. But what Ether do now is they commission artists to do each of their labels, and they make sure that the artist gets paid
Yes, but isn't that the
a
question I
fair
just
price.
fucking asked? Definitely the question I just asked. You said
Well,
no, and
I'm on
then
the
you
leader
answered it
bottle of
with
Jack Daniels, mate. Give me a
Jesus Christ.
break.
Okay, well, I say the ether one then. That one looks fucking good.
Okay.
That's kindness.
I'm going Dionysus.
Yeah. Well, there's a
That's my
Kira one.
fave because I like the label and I like the beer.
What about there's a Kira? Is that stealing from anyone? That's sick.
Which one?
Traditional Japanese culture showcases bold colors.
Where?
Akira, it's one of the ones up the top. It's the first one, I think. Oh, yeah, it's the first one. That's actually, in hindsight, that's probably the best one. That's fun.
That's pretty cool too. Very
Yeah.
traditional Japanese style. Two halves. That's not very good grammar.
No, halves, right? Or no?
Halves, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they can
Well,
do more better than that.
okay, they can definitely do more better than that. So, okay, they're out. So it's down to Ether then. Ether's my pick. All right, what else we got? D okay,
Deeds
here's another
Brewing are
one.
back.
Here's another one you're gonna have to make sense of. Oh, all right, dude, I got pissed, but you know what? You can read, you like to read through articles, so I'm gonna do that and mute myself. You read through that, I will hear you
No, I'm
talking
not
about
muting
it.
myself.
No, I'm gonna mute myself so you can't hear me pissing, and you can
Oh,
talk through
you
this
are you
article and
doing
I will listen
that?
to you, okay?
I was just gonna okay, go. I was gonna say that like this thing, I want to pull up a movie clip. I think it was Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted, I think it was like the best bromantic moments of Bill and Ted, where it were like where Bill and Ted have the argument, and it's like, good, go then. And then he goes, I'm gone. And he says, well, good, go then, and I'm gone. I just go round and round in a circle. And I thought that was really funny. What I also thought was funny about comedy that goes around and around in circles, can't remember the name of the movie, but it was really dumb. And it was like they both got tattoos on their back. And one of them says, what does mine say? And he goes, dude, what does mine say? Sweet. But what does mine say? Dude. That shit is funny. And I don't know if it was Bill and Ted. Is it? I don't know. Not sure. I've
It's
just
the
rambled
Mike
for.
Myers, Dana Carvey one. That's the movie you're thinking of,
Is
right?
it? I was Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought it was Bill and Ted. Same era, different movie.
Okay, so
What was
this
the
is
movie? What was the
all
movie where
that.
they got the tattoo?
I don't know. I don't know. But
Have to.
yeah, and anyway, all this to say, you're talking about the Deeds tap room situation. Is that what's happening right now?
Oh, it's dude, where's my car?
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
And it's like it's got Stifler in it. Oh, here we go.
Oh,
Can I share
Stifler,
the
yeah.
screen? Oh,
Go on.
we'll get copyright struck, but
No, don't share the screen. Let's just talk
okay.
about the fucking article.
So Deeds Brewing are back.
Okay.
Never ever let me drink Jack Daniels on this show again.
This is worse than the field trip.
Yeah, fuck. Oh, I don't know.
No, it's not.
That's
It's not.
a pretty high bar I set there.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, so they're back for a summer. Okay. All right, let's dive into this. Both spaces were closed in May when the brewery was unnotified by a buyer under a VA, but then it's back. So
We are
did
so
it come out
back.
of VA? Or is it still in VA?
I'm not even going to try to understand. It looks like they've picked up some brewers from surrounding breweries. They're going to trade all through summer and then retire in February.
I don't understand.
You can only think
Are
that
they?
someone has bought
Okay, I don't know.
the building and then they've just sort of like, well,
I'm pulling
they
up the
take
Aussie
over in
website and we're
February.
going to find out. Search. Where's the search? How do I search shit?
What do you
Okay.
search? How do you search? How many Jack Daniels have you had, Hendo?
Oh, I don't know. Sure,
You know,
it's
the other thing I
complete.
did when I went to the bottle shop is I bought the freshest beer they have, and it was a beer that I never
Search our
really enjoyed
registers.
too
Here we go.
much. I'm going to crack
Here we
it
go.
right now.
Search within organizer's business name,
This one.
Deeds Brewing,
This is my next beer, Hendo.
Volta XPA. Nice.
No, it's the IPA. It's the
Oh,
same color as
IPA.
your background curtains. I love the
Okay.
XPA. I just never really loved the IPA, but let's see what they're
Okay.
working
This is
with.
interesting. So, Deeds Brewing is not in administration right now because its status is registered.
Okay.
So what happened? Did it come out? It came out of VA? Was there a
It
Docker?
was about it was lick it was liquidated and then it sort of was unliquidated and then it
It's
was
not liquidated.
temporarily
Like
traded.
ASIC
No,
is
but there
saying right
was.
now that it's the Deeds Brewing Company Proprietary Limited
They announced
is
liquidation and
registered.
then
They were going to be
Deeds Brewing
liquidated.
here. Look, related article, Beer and Brewer, Deeds Brewing enters liquidation. They literally announced it. Our hearts are broken. It's fucking weird. I don't know. It's too complicated for me.
This is so weird. Current and historical company information, $20. What do you reckon? Should I slap a
See,
lazy red back on
I reckon save that money for the fucking jingle we're going to write for the bloody freedom units.
Freedom units. If you
Right, let's
write the
fuck
song,
this
it's got to
off.
have like an eagle going.
Okay. Let's just fuck off this news because it's
It's
bullshit.
shit.
Unless you've got a, do you have an opinion
I've
or
got
no?
no more to add.
Nah.
Are we doing 12 questions
Let's
or
do some
Hendo
questions.
reacts?
Let's do some
Righty-o,
questions.
let's
I've
see
got so
that
many Hendo
quick.
reacts. It's
There's
just
too
seeing,
many.
there's so many, but it's all F1 memes.
We
So,
can bounce some out to next week unless they're like
I
memes
reckon we
which are
do them.
gonna
They're
age
all just
like
fun
fucking
little
milk.
memes. It'll be quick.
Yeah.
Right. Let's do 12 questions.
Righty-o.
So for first-time listeners, we have a group, facebook.com/groups/BossandTheBrewer.
Boss and
We
the
got up to
Brewer.
388 members. It's quite a good group, but given that we're going to
That's
quit
not
doing the
bad.
podcast in 6 episodes, I mean, is there any point in
What's going to
joining?
happen? What's
I
going to
don't know.
happen?
Well, the Radio Brews News group is still going, and Matt Kirkengaard's still in there
Yeah.
commenting on things. Maybe we can keep this one going as well. I don't know. Maybe shut it
Who
down. Who
knows?
knows?
It'll probably be like it's always that guy Shane Spritzer or whatever fucking posts in Brews News. We're just going to get stuck with Coop posting all
Louis
the
G just turns
time.
up
Louis
in
G.
Istanbul or something and is like,
Oh, what
fuck
did
the
you reckon
hell.
my conspiracy theory that Louis G, my conspiracy theory is that Louis G is a engineer for the Ferrari Formula One team. That's why he was in Italy.
That'd be sick.
Or McLaren, one
If
of
we
the
had a fan
two.
who was actually involved
I
in
think
Formula One, that would be sick.
I look, we've been doing this for a while and we don't know who Louis G is,
Nope.
right? But the things that he has said over the years, particularly relating to Formula One,
He knows his shit.
right? He knows his shit. He saw me when I was in Melbourne at the Grand Prix in Melbourne,
He travels a lot.
right? He travels a lot. He's either a massive F1 fan or he's somehow involved with Formula One.
Or he's rich and he loves craft beer, or he's an investor in a brewery or something.
Maybe.
Actually, if he was an investor in a
So,
brewery, he wouldn't be rich. So strike that.
look,
That's.
here's the go. We do this last fucking drinks at the German club in Brisbane when we wrap this shit up, right? And the invitation is there, Luigi. You can come and say hi and reveal yourself as we bow out of the dumbest shit podcast scene.
Do you know what would be really funny if we were like
And
there and we just see
I'll buy you an Augustina Helles.
some dude rocks up in a Ferrari and just does a burnout out the front doing selfies and then just posts it in the group? That'd be so sick.
Stanley Street will
All
never be the
right.
same.
All right. 12 questions. Adam Schell was talking about how breweries can make PR mistakes a thing.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Yeah, let's talk about that. I don't understand the question.
Who
I'm
hasn't?
happy to
There's
talk about
been
that.
PR mistakes happen all the time in this business, you know?
Definitely guilty of one or two of those.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Louis G, question: has Red Bull dominance come to an end? Does McLaren have a chance to win the Constructors' Championship?
See,
Oh, they're a fucking
McLaren.
certainty to win the Constructors'
The
Championship.
constructors. Yeah. Hasn't it been really strange how Red Bull's just
Oh my
dropped
God.
right off the fucking radar in
Crazy.
a very frightening way, you know?
Crazy.
It's like nothing like that has happened. Unless
Not
there's like an end of
mid-season.
season,
Yeah, it's always a rule change or
mid-season,
something.
not even the mid-season break. These guys have just gone off a fucking
Crazy.
cliff all of a sudden. And I think there's been some turmoil in at Red Bull for a long time, and it's all
100%.
bubbling up to the top now. McLaren did extremely well. Piastri fucking destroyed Norris on the first lap.
I know, but Piastri is, like I've said on this podcast before, the fucking unluckiest driver in the sport. Like, what the fuck? Again, he gets victory snatched from him. God damn it. But
But
anyway, to answer the question, has Red Bull dominance come to an end? What's your answer to that? Yes.
I think that for the remainder of this current set of technical regulations, yes.
Which is this year and next year, right?
Next year, yep.
Yeah.
After that, anyone's game. But the thing is, though, you're right. Okay. Might be a bit of sandbagging in there because the thing is that you have a look at Sauber, right? And
Yeah.
what they're doing at the moment and how it's going to become Audi in 2026. They might just be sandbagging because when you come last, you get 115% wind tunnel time.
Yeah, maybe for Sauber, maybe Red Bull are not sandbagging. No fucking way.
What would they have to lose?
The championship, what are you talking about?
Okay. Play the
They're at
long
risk
game,
of
though.
no. They're at risk of losing the drivers' championship and the constructors' championship this year. This might be their last chance to win it for a while. They're
But the
not
thing is, if they
sandbagging.
don't get the Constructors' Championship, they get more wind tunnel time, which is development time they need
I
for
get
the
that. If you, that's
2026
like that.
regulations.
Okay, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard. That's like saying the person who's winning at the end of the AFL season is going to stop winning to do better next year. That's not how it works. It's like the teams down the bottom do that shit because they've given up. The teams at the top, you don't want to lose to potentially win when you could just win now. They want to fucking win. Red Bull want to win. Everyone there wants to win. Sauber, yes. Red Bull, no. No chance. No fucking chance. I think Max is upset. They've lost their best engineer. They got this whole Christian Horner situation. The other teams have kept improving. That's what's actually going on. Do you think? I think there's a good chance Max is not going to win this year.
Does that mean Lando's going to win it?
I mean, it may not, it possibly, it may not even be Lando. Like the
I
others are
wonder
close
how many
enough.
times, because Lando's second, isn't he?
Yeah. He's the
Right.
closest.
So how many times has a driver in Formula One won their first race in the same season that they won their first championship? Because that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Interesting, isn't it?
Maybe Lewis? Would Lewis have, would that have been the case
No,
for
he didn't. He
Lewis
didn't. No, I don't know if
at McLaren?
he didn't. No, he didn't win a world championship in his first season. But
No, but
did
it's not
he?
Lando's first season either. Are you talking about, who are you
No,
talking about? Oscar?
first win, first rate, first Grand Prix win, and then winning the world championship in the same year.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether Lewis did that at McLaren.
Interesting, eh?
Fucking Ferrari could bloody win. Oscar could
Ferrari
win.
could win.
They're close
Oh,
enough.
how good was it the Ferrari won at Monza with good strategy?
That's fucked up. I don't know what's going on anymore. And Red Bull's 30 seconds behind or whatever. I was like, I don't understand F1 anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Let's see. I'm just asking ChatGPT this question. Who has won their first Grand Prix and go on to win the championship in the same year?
Okay, don't read it out. Just give me some clues. I want to try and guess this. I don't know F1 that well, but it'd be more fun if I try and guess it if there is someone else who's done it.
Okay, there is, but there's no fucking way you're gonna get
Oh,
it.
it's not in the modern. It's a long time
No.
ago. Oh, okay, we'll
No.
go on then. Who is it?
It was a guy called Giuseppe Nino Farina in 1950. He
Holy
won his
shit.
first ever World Formula One World Championship Grand Prix at Silverstone in 1950 and then went on to claim the inaugural Formula One World Championship in the same year. It was the first year of Formula One. GPT.
ChatGPT
So
does
it's
some
never
weird
happened
shit. I
before.
don't think it
Yeah.
understood the question.
Since then, no one know the driver. Okay, so hell.
Got you on a technicality, I think.
See, I'm just gonna give a shit now.
I think it would have happened.
Yeah, so it's only ever happened in
Yeah.
the first season of Formula One in 1950. Fuck's sake.
Jesus. Okay. Well, I've never heard anyone talk about that. That's pretty cool. It's definitely possible. It's 100% possible. The race before, he finished 22 seconds ahead of Max, and then this race it was even more. But the race
Yeah.
before, there was no one in between, so it was pure pace.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that the last few races, the one stopper and taking the one stopper risk has been paying off. It paid off for George Russell at Spa,
Yeah, it's crazy.
and it's paid off for Charles, and I think it's good.
It's so weird that that McLaren didn't. I mean, I can totally understand how they didn't see it, but at the same time, it's weird they didn't consider that when they pitted Piastri, the guy behind him was quite a way behind, and he still had the option to stick on those tires. So they must have at least considered the fact that he wouldn't pit for a second stop, right? But they just pit him anyway, as opposed to just sort of waiting a lap or two to see if the pace differential was significant or whatever. Like, yeah, I mean, they did ask him if he thought he could finish on those tires, and he said no. But
Then he went, no, but yes.
well, maybe if they said, look, Charles, if you pit, Charles will try and go one stop,
Yeah.
and you're going to have to overtake him. And if there's only going to be 10 laps and you're a long way behind,
Yes.
maybe you would have thought differently.
Correct. Very interesting.
Love to see him racing on lap one though. That was fucking sick. All right, another question. Nick Bonner statement: how great is it to see news like this? And that's the image of the Annalise getting. Let me get the title right.
Champion businesswoman of the world, Gold Coast.
It doesn't even fucking say. A local brewer nominated for a Harvey Norman Woman of the Year awards. That's not even a business thing. Oh, sorry,
I'd pay
sneezed.
Annalise for Woman of the Year.
100%. Yeah. And then Nick says, he's done great things in the beer world and is a lovely person too. Fucking 100%. Well deserved. Fun fact, Lando has five pole starts and has not led at the end of lap one every time.
That is true. That is true. You know,
Fuck.
if you're going to sneeze, look at the sun.
Okay. He's upstairs eating dinner. All right. Ben Carlton, why don't more craft breweries put simple kitchens in for additional income versus food trucks, limited menu to keep it simple?
Because they can't, because the council regulations. Because if you put a kitchen into a brewery, you've got to do things like have a grease trap installed, can't have dogs in your thing, walk past your toilets, can't be in the right position. But a food truck with its own separate license can roll up out the front of a brewery and do whatever the hell it wants.
I don't know if that's 100% true.
Big part of it.
I think that's kind of what people think, but really any brewery could do what a food truck does if they wanted to and if they knew how to do it and if they had a following with the food. Grease trap is not required unless you have food that's putting out a lot of fat. And then you do have the option to remove it the same as what the food truck does. It doesn't just leave grease on the driveway.
Yes.
But yeah, the thing is, like, beer was the thing that people got into when they were passionate about beer. Like, that's what I got into it. That's why you got into it. We didn't know
Yeah.
fucking shit about food.
No.
We didn't want to run a
I don't know.
restaurant.
I've
And
tried to run a kitchen. I was shit at it.
yeah, and it's turned into a thing where if you can't run a kitchen, you're fucked. Because the only way to do it is to have a small brew pub with a kitchen and get the excise rebate and fucking print money.
Yes.
All right, Adam Curry. What is the deal with Deeds pulling a John Farnham or a Rugs a Million or an Amart All Sports? I'm just added that one in, but yeah, no, that's a good question.
Love it. Rugs a million.
Rugs a Million. All right. Yeah.
So beautiful.
Well, what was the band? Was it The Cure? I remember I was listening to a podcast about music the other day, and it was something saying that they announced their last tour in like 1982 or something, and then. And then the last time they played was like 2023. It's like they just fucking kept going. Like 80, and they're
So
just still
good.
doing the damn thing.
So good. So good.
That's good. All right. How much HR have you got in you? There's a lot.
Let's do this. How many is there? Fucking, there's
A lot of
12
them are
there. That's
short.
a
Like
lot.
the beer ones are longer. The F1 ones are basically just memes about how shit McLaren are, pretty much.
Right, let's do a subset of them, shall
Right,
we? Shall we have
you
to share
pick,
sound? Share
share
sound.
sound, you pick him, and we'll see what happens.
Hendo reacts, grab a beer, just sit back, it's time to relax.
All right, so here we go. Here we go. Facebook, straight up. Oh, I'm not in that group.
Oh, you're not in beer. Oh, fuck, didn't I put the other link in
No,
here? Okay, all right,
I'm not
fuck
in
that
beer
one up.
education. Get fucked. Next one, Adzi,
Fucked.
TikTok.
Oh.
Of course, Adzi and fucking TikTok. Barcelona. I've seen this and I've done this. So basically, this is an Oktoberfest beer hall
It's
or a
hectic.
keller where people are trying to get their tables and trying to get the best spots. And what they do, yeah, is they lie on top of the tables, reserve the table, and look at them, they're stoked. Because you go all the way down the end and then you get room for your mates and stuff like that. And that's Oktoberfest. That's going to be us at the German Club in a few weeks, just saying.
Oh yeah. Would that be all of the members of the 12 trying to find a table?
Yeah.
Frantically trying to find a table?
I'm only going to do one of these Ben Fenwicks. Or
Right.
did you
I've
update
updated that first
your
link,
update
by
that
the way.
link?
If you
Rightio.
fix that
Let's
one,
go.
then yeah.
So the Angry Orchard on the bottom and the Guinness on the top. It like floated in there.
Okay. So you're putting a Guinness on top of a
And it will
lager.
slowly drop down because of that.
Yes. Okay.
This
Yes, it's like the thing that you put on your cocktail thing to keep the ice in there.
Yep.
Gotta have patience when it comes to Larry. Can't just yank it
Larry.
now. Nope,
Don't
you
yank
need
Larry.
to get that shit out of my fucking life.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thoughts?
God,
This is a
no.
layered beer and it just looks so cool. So it'll be angry.
A layered beer. I love, you know what I love more than a layered beer? That if you're going to do like a lager and a stout.
The monster one that was put in the group,
Just have a fucking
the
black and
sick.
tan.
But that's like side by side. That's both at the same time, right?
No, black and tan is just mix them together. Just be done
Mix
with
them,
it.
yeah. Doesn't look as cool though. It's not as Instagrammable.
Yep, true.
Yeah.
All right. I've done one Ben Fenwick. I'm going to do a Bevan Howe.
Wow, you're just skipping
The
these, eh? Like that,
Grand.
like no effort was made by sending these in. But okay, all right.
Saul, jeez. Okay, it's a scooter that is Sunday. Okay, I'm going to mute this because I can't play that song. So basically, it's scooters. They ride around on dad Sundays. Watch out for the poop, and they're going fast,
Yeah.
and
Now
it's
lit the
phenomenal.
exhaust on fire. Pretty, some would say unnecessarily.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Sunday scoot days, and I'm loving enjoying my scooter at the moment.
Nice.
I'm very much into it since I put
Do
the
you get
new
involved in this
variator.
kind of thing where you cruise around with lads and no? See if anyone wants
Too
a
busy for
haircut?
that. The scooter for me is a very convenient form of transport.
Hmm.
Right? I can nip through the traffic. It's better than the VFR's great, don't get me wrong, but the scooter around town is just phenomenal. If I'm going to the gym, like from where I am to Toowong, it's perfect. If I'm going Like today, I went into the CBD. It was great. I parked under the expressway, and it was good, you know?
I've got an
Hendo
electric bike.
reacts.
I feel the same way. It's
Hendo reacts
useful, but
F1 1. Fucking
there's so many
bring
F1 HRs in
the
here.
fucking memes. Will trade double coat. Oh, okay. Here is for. That's Piastri. Oop. Oh, he's got double coat Tim Tams. Double coat Tim Tams for your cap. It's my birthday. Piastri, what a fucking weapon.
He's a
Where
legend,
was
isn't he?
he? Where he did that?
That wasn't, I think this might be last week because some of these, this was last week because I had a few
Was
on
that
the
in
Boss
Italy?
and the Brew Instagram account, which I kind of
Yeah.
missed last week.
Oh, it's actually Oscar Piastri's fucking official account. No brainer. There you go. Always doing shit for the
He's
gram.
solid, yeah.
What do we got here? Nuts about F1. Logan Sargeant leaving the Williams team.
Oh.
So the caption is Logan Sargeant leaving the Williams HQ and just knocking shh. It's a girl knocking plants over on the how good is Logan's mum,
Yeah, she's great.
though?
Fan of the pod. Well, you didn't mention the pod, but that's all right.
That's fine. It's fine.
You didn't
What
mention
have we
that
got
at your
here?
50th speech either, but
We've got
that's
an
fine. That's all right.
official Scuderia Ferrari on X. I still call it Twitter. Oops. Here we go. What have we got here? This guy looking at
Read the caption.
Smarties.
Red Bull after letting Newey go.
He's picked up the blue Tim Tam. Oh, and he's dropped it. Oh shit, and all the yellow. Oh my god, the whole sculpture's falling apart.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And it's all falling apart. Do you reckon
Yep.
that's that? Do you reckon that's it? Oh. Oh, it stopped.
I didn't look past here, but yeah.
Oh, no,
Oh,
it's gone.
there go.
That is, it's Scuderia F1.
Yeah, you got to be careful with Twitter. One letter's off, and it's got the blue tick and everything. And yeah.
Everyone, yeah, just pay for the fucking blue tick.
Yeah,
All
it's
right,
weird.
Instagram, here we go. Average Lando Norris star. Oh my God, no.
Oh, poor
Oh,
Lando.
that's so sad. It's like a Formula Ford car in amongst all the F1 cars or F2
Yeah.
cars or something like that. It's F2 cars by the looks of it. Tires degrading? Just say no. Your tires legally cannot degrade without your consent. Come on,
You're just
man.
swiping. No, it was the first one. I didn't read any of these other
Oh,
ones. It was for the
okay.
first one. You're on a gallery
Red
now.
Bull engineers trying to upgrade the car without Adrian Newey. What is front wing?
Has a photo of Leclerc there. That's insane with the Tifosi, as they're called, in the background. That's crazy.
Leaked Red Bull of Red Bull upgrading the RB20 without Newey. Perfect.
Okay. Did you
The
see
David
Newey
Attenborough with the
got
orangutan.
25 mil a season at Audi?
Is that official?
Well, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's a rumor, but that's the
Because
rumor.
the rumor is today that he's going to go to Aston Martin.
Oh, was it Aston? I thought it was Audi. It was Aston, maybe.
It went
25
very
million a
helpful.
season.
Joel was driving like he was in his first go-kart race. So had a few people that weren't very helpful. Stroll was driving like he was in his first go-kart race.
It's funny because it's true.
How good is Oscar Piastri, dude? He's the best.
Do you actually think that Lawrence Stroll can buy his son an F1 world championship with enough money?
Nah. He's trying. I mean, it's what he's
They're
trying to
giving
do,
it a
but
red
no.
hot go, eh?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he says it openly. He's not pretending to do otherwise, but no.
What does he say?
He's basically said the goal is for Lance to win an F1 title.
I don't think you can buy that.
It's becoming very obvious that's not going to happen. Unfortunately, even Fernando is not doing that well in the Aston. which sucks.
Probably because the Astons are shit at the moment. They were so good at the start of the season,
He
though.
was so good. I know.
Both Astons were so good. I mean, even Stroll was doing okay, but now they're just
Yeah.
doing shit. So here's the go, right? So can Aston Martin have Fernando Alonso, who's a very competent driver, not the best out there, but very competent, get Adrian Newey?
So wait, let me check this. So Newey was Aston, or was he Audi? I need to confirm that because.
The rumor was Aston today that I saw. Having another Jack Daniels, I think, like
Okay,
right now.
Aston. So, oh, okay. Okay. For some reason, I thought Audi. Okay, Aston. Damn. I think Lawrence Stroll's just a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I
I mean,
mean,
Newey's cool, but $100 million
yeah.
over 4 years?
And like, seriously, is your boy gonna fucking win the championship even with Newey?
I mean, he just loses to his teammates every time.
That's right. It's not happening,
It's not happening. No.
It's not gonna happen.
I mean, I wish I loved my kids as much as he does. That's cool. I mean, that's a nice.
Yeah,
That's a
but are you
nice.
trying to buy their affection though?
Either way, take
I don't have kids, so I wouldn't know what it's like, but
it. What else is he going to do with this money?
that's right. But daddy, I won a world championship.
That's fucking crazy. Why would Adrian Newey do that? Surely he doesn't think that. Oh man, we could look back
Man,
on
if I
this and
was
just be
Adrian Newey's age,
idiots.
how old is he? He's like
He's
60
like
something.
65.
Right. Fuck everyone and just fuck your legacy. Just take the fucking money and be done with
Oh,
it.
100%. $100 million. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just
Yep.
work for, what is that, 4 years? 25 mil a year?
4 years. Yep. Easy.
4 years, you're 69, you retire, design the odd sports car. Who gives a shit?
Well, he was going to design a boat or something. It's like, fuck yeah, just fucking do that.
Yeah,
You
I'd
design
buy
your own
the
$100
boat.
million dollar yacht. All
Absolutely.
right. Is that it? Is that all the
I think
HRs?
that's it. We're all done.
All right, dude. Six to go. We got
We
this.
did good. We did good. Next week we're going to talk about the Oktoberfest. Sorry,
Okay.
German club thing.
We're also going to talk about your field trip.
See you next week.